We were doing the Avat Chesed, and Chafetz Chaim had gone off on a tangent to discuss the importance of being careful when it comes to taking interest. And he says, "Ve'en kan makom lever godla machshila shematzu b'inyan hazeh." And this really isn't the place to expand on the great stumbling block that people encounter with regard to this. Ba'avonoteinu harabim ad shekimat na'aseh le'ezeh anashim ha'isur k'heter. We're included in our great sins. It's reached a point where people are already thinking that that which is prohibited is permitted. Ve'lo yadak ivenafsho. People don't realize that it's their life that they're risking when they're taking interest that is prohibited. Al ken achiyuv. So therefore, it is incumbent mishosek minyanei alva kanal. Whoever is dealing with giving loans and making interest, yiral kol panim lilmod ota halacha biyorei de'ah bechokhmat adam, should at least learn these laws of interest in the Shulchan Aruch Yorei De'ah or in the Chochmas Adam. Gam tzarich sheyeda degam hu lo niftar mitzvat aseh din kesef talveh. A person has to know that just because his job is making interest, he still has the commandment to give loans as a mitzvah. Lefi kocho, in accordance with his capacity. Ve'lo yachshov nafsho machshevet ta'ut, d'zehu chanuto v'chayecha kodmim. A person shouldn't think, well, my business is giving loans and making money on those loans, and my life comes first. Da'atu kavanatenu shlo yaveh l'shum adam ma'ot b'revach. We're not saying that he shouldn't make any profit on his loans. If you could do it in a permissible way, fine. Kim b'torat k'milut chasadim. We're not coming to say, turn your whole business into gmach. Do all your loans for free. That's not what we're saying. But what we mean to say is, he shouldn't forget that he also has a responsibility to do kindness and give a free loan in accordance with his capacity. Also, a storekeeper has this responsibility going with his capacity. Even though a storekeeper could say, hey, I got to get more produce, I got to fill my store. That's true. You have to use some of your profits to reinvest and develop your store, that's all true. But you don't spend your last penny on that. You don't say, let me take the last penny I have and invest it in my business. You don't do that. By the same token, you leave something over. You leave something over to do kindness with as well. Nonetheless, if a person could put together a little bit of money to lend his friend, mechuyav lasot ken, he's obligated to do so. V'chanal b'dinei alvah b'perek bet, as we mentioned earlier in the second chapter in the laws of giving loans, v'ach be'emet ish kazeh shematzu itzlo b'chol sha'a lovim b'rvachim, kashe lo mod l'itgaber al yitzro l'alvot l'acher b'torat k'mach. The only challenge is that when a person knows that at any moment he could lend his money and make money on it, then it's much more tempting not to give a loan for free. Because every shekel he's giving for free, he knows he could also be making a profit on. But he has to remember that he does have that responsibility to find some money to give, to do kindness and to give a loan without taking interest, just like anyone else. You have to take a little bit and do kindness with it.